The myth of the model minority. Asian Americans often get labeled as the model minority, suggesting they're a group that's made it big in the US. But despite their sizable population of over 24 million, they're not equally represented in leadership positions. It's common for organizations to appoint just one Asian person to a top role to show diversity, even though they should hold about 20% of those positions. This label isn't just a compliment, it can feel degrading. The pressure to live up to high standards set by others can weigh heavily, especially on Asian American women. They often feel like they're failing when they can't meet these sky-high expectations. This pressure also leads them to believe they have to do everything on their own and perform perfectly all the time, making them less likely to ask for help when they need it. Back in 1966, sociologist William Peterson came up with the term model minority to praise Japanese Americans for blending into Western culture. However, many Japanese Americans felt it was unfair praise for just fitting in too well. This idea created a divide, where some people saw Asians as good minorities compared to others. But here's the thing, the term minority itself can be pretty loaded. It suggests being less important or left out. And when we talk about Asians as a whole, we're ignoring a huge amount of diversity. There are 49 different countries in Asia, with over 2,300 languages spoken. Asian isn't just one thing. Protect Asian American mental health. The idea that Asian Americans are a model minority can mess with people's heads. Some Asian Americans feel ashamed inside when they don't follow the expected path, like getting married. Asian women need to focus on their mental health, even though it might go against cultural norms. Stereotypes against Asian women. Asian women often face harmful stereotypes. Some folks see them as quiet and obedient, which holds them back from leadership roles. Others see them as exotic and overly sexualized, which reduces them to objects of desire. In movies, they're often stuck in roles like sex workers or submissive wives, hardly given a chance to shine. Mainstream media doesn't help either, sometimes using images of Asian women in COVID-19 stories, reinforcing the idea that Asians are to blame for the virus. Asian women often struggle to see themselves in powerful roles because there aren't many Asian female CEOs in big companies. According to Who Rules America, only 6 Asian women were Fortune 500 CEOs in 2020. Stereotypes can also hold them back. Some people think Asian women are too quiet or not assertive enough for leadership positions. But here's the thing, those opinions are just that, opinions. They don't define who you are or what you can achieve. So, don't let negative views stop you from reaching for the top. Trauma in Asian women. Trauma is when something bad happens to you, making it hard to deal with life. It can be physical, emotional, or mental. You might not even realize you're carrying it around. To heal, you need to face these feelings safely. Asian women go through a lot of tough stuff. They might face racism, like hate against Asians. This can make them scared of being attacked just because of who they are. Also, many Asian women deal with money problems. In some Asian countries, it's common for women to be treated badly when it comes to money. Asian women often face cultural pressure that can lead to deep emotional wounds. They may feel compelled to follow family traditions even if they clash with their own beliefs. There's a constant pressure to maintain appearances and please others, often at the expense of their well-being. In many Asian households, there's a strict hierarchy, making it hard for women to assert themselves and say no to family demands without feeling overwhelming guilt. However, by acknowledging and addressing these traumas, Asian women can begin the healing process. Breaking the chain of intergenerational trauma. Intergenerational trauma passes from one family member to another. Therapist Jeannie Chang explains how one traumatic event can hurt several family members, setting off a cycle of intergenerational trauma. For example, if someone in your family suffered abuse, they might stay silent about it and accept it when they have a daughter, who might then unknowingly pass on the same behavior to her daughter. Among Asian women who survive abuse, 67% keep quiet because they fear it will ruin their reputation, and 45% don't want to damage their family's reputation. Some cultural practices in Asia have caused harm to women for generations. During World War II, the Japanese army kidnapped women and girls from different Asian countries, forcing them into sexual slavery. In the Philippine-American War, Filipino women suffered from violence like rape and forced labor by the U.S. military. In places like India, there's a tradition where the bride's family pays money or goods to the groom's family as a dowry for marriage. If the bride's family can't pay, it can lead to harassment. These practices have hurt many women over time. Asian American women and intergenerational trauma. Throughout American history, Asian women have faced unjust treatment, like when Chinese women were wrongly blamed for spreading STDs in the 1880s in San Francisco. For Asian American women today, confronting intergenerational trauma means recognizing that their ancestors were made to feel inferior for generations. By acknowledging this, they can break free from the negative impact it has on their lives. Self-care and self-love for Asian women. Take care of yourself. It's super important to look after your body, mind, spirit, and emotions. A lot of times, Asian women are taught to put everyone else first, but you matter too. Try out different self-care stuff like chilling with music, working out, taking naps, meditating, hitting the spa, hanging out with friends, tuning into a podcast, or treating yourself to a manicure. Don't forget to love yourself. That means being kind to yourself even when you're not perfect. Say nice things to yourself like I'm awesome or I deserve good things. It's cool to set boundaries with people and ask for help when you need it. You're worth it. You're full potential by opening your chakras. Chakra means will in Sanskrit and refers to the 7 main energy centers in your body. Each chakra is linked to different body parts and affects various aspects of your life, like creativity and self-confidence. In a healthy person, energy flows freely between these chakras. However, stress, poor diet, negative thoughts, or lack of exercise can block them, leading to emotional, mental, and physical problems. Working to open your chakras can help you reach your full potential by ensuring that energy moves smoothly through your body. Your chakras to reach your full potential. Working to open your chakras can help you reach your full potential. Chakra, meaning wheel in Sanskrit, refers to the 7 main energy centers in your body. Each chakra is linked to different body parts and aspects of your life, such as creativity or confidence. In a healthy person, energy flows freely between chakras. But stress, poor diet, negative thoughts, or lack of exercise can block your chakras, causing emotional, mental, and physical problems. Use techniques like breath exercises to work with the following chakras and improve your overall well-being. 1. Muladhara, the root chakra, located at the base of your spine, helps you feel secure and grounded. Opening this chakra builds a strong inner foundation for leadership. 2. Svadhisthana, the sacral chakra, found below your belly button, helps you access healthy creative and sexual energy when balanced. 3. Manipura, the solar plexus chakra, in your abdomen, boosts your confidence and ability to express yourself when balanced. 4. Anahata, the heart chakra, in the center of your chest, helps you experience healthy, loving relationships when opened. 5. Vishuddha, the throat chakra, in your throat, helps you express your true voice when balanced. 6. Ajna, the third eye chakra, on your forehead, helps you trust your intuition when balanced. 7. Sahasrara, the crown chakra, at the top of your head, connects you to your higher purpose when balanced. Boost your self-confidence. 1. Believe in yourself, know that you can reach your dreams. 2. Educate yourself, find ways to build self-confidence, like listening to inspiring podcasts or meditating, and stick with what works for you. 3. Take action, work towards your goals and learn from any mistakes along the way. Asian women in power. Asian women are breaking barriers and making history. Kamala Harris, an Asian and African American, is the highest-ranking female political official in U.S. history as vice president. Kim Ng is the first woman to become a general manager of a major sports team, and the first East Asian American leader in Major League Baseball. Savitri Jindal is the world's richest Asian woman, and Sandra Oh is the first Asian actress to win several Golden Globe Awards. Asian women must continue to push for change, break free from stereotypes, pursue leadership roles, and create their paths. Key points. 1. The model minority label creates unrealistic expectations for Asian Americans. 2. Asian Americans are underrepresented in leadership despite their population size. 3. Stereotypes hinder Asian women's career progress and media representation. 4. Intergenerational trauma from historical injustices affects Asian women. 5. Asian women should prioritize mental health and self-care. 6. Balancing chakras through meditation can improve well-being. 7. Asian women are breaking barriers and excelling in leadership roles.